Ellen White's appeal to mothers. Before going into the subject of health and its many ramifications, Ellen White broke away from her writing on Old Testament history for spiritual gifts, to present a subject on which she had been given special light, masturbation. What she wrote was published in April, 1864, and filled the first 34 pages of a 64-page pamphlet titled An Appeal to Mothers. The great cause of the physical, mental, and moral ruin of many of the children of our time. Her earnest message opens. My sisters, my apology for addressing you on this subject is, I am a mother, and feel alarmed for those children and youth who by solitary vice are ruining themselves for this world, and for that which is to come. Let us closely inquire into this subject from the physical, mental, and moral points of view.
A.M. P. 5.
During the next few years she wrote considerably on this topic, as may be found today in Testimonies for the Church, Volume 2. Child Guidance draws on both the 1864 pamphlet and the testimony articles. The introduction to Appeal to Mothers was signed by the trustees of the SDA Publishing Association. In it they too made an appeal. And to the young we would say, as you value health, happiness, and life, a sound mind, an approving conscience, and a high moral sensibility, pass not over this subject lightly, nor forget the warning herein given you. To you there may seem to be no danger, but the danger is all the greater because so insidious, and being instructed yourselves, you may be able to raise the warning voice to others who are ignorantly sacrificing themselves upon the altar of this Moloch of passion, Ibid. Following the E.G. White article, the publishers inserted further testimony from medical writers, with this note of explanation. We have thought proper to add to the foregoing the following testimonies from men of high standing and authority in the medical world, corroborative of the views presented in the preceding pages. And in justice to the writer of those pages, we would say that she had read no other works on this subject, previous to putting into our hands what she has written. She is not, therefore, a copyist, although she has stated important truths to which men who are entitled to our highest confidence have borne testimony.